Amory and 107.5 FM W298DK Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is a special report from ABC News. Trump found guilty. I'm Richard Cantu.
We will fight for our Constitution. This is long from over.
Now convicted felon Donald Trump, after the New York City jury found him guilty on all 34 counts of creating bogus financial reports to hide his paying hush money to an adult entertainer to cover up a tryst that might have torpedoed his presidential run in 2016. Manhattan District Attorney Alvin Bragg brought the prosecution. Trump has called him an animal, Bragg thanking the jury.
We will fight for
their deliberations led them to a unanimous conclusion beyond a reasonable doubt that the defendant, Donald J. Trump, is guilty of 34 counts of falsifying business records in the first degree to conceal a scheme to corrupt the 2016 election.
Sentencing July 11th, just days before the Republican convention in Milwaukee. Trump to address reporters Friday. This is ABC News. Boeing submitted to the Federal Aviation Administration its action plan for addressing continuing problems with the MAX Series 737.
In a three-hour meeting, Boeing executives offered the FAA plans to change its culture, production, and safety to make sure there are safeguards in place to build safe airplanes through better training and instructions for factory workers. FAA Chief Mike Whitaker says Boeing is not yet allowed to increase 737 MAX production as the FAA sees how the new plans are carried out.
We're focused on these metrics and watching their performance, and we'll see when the time comes when it's time to raise that cap.
Alex Stone, ABC News.
The powerful sister of North Korean leader Kim confirmed the hermit state is bombarding South Korea with garbage, manure, cigarette butts, scraps of cloth, dead batteries, and even reportedly used diapers in sacks attached to large balloons and then floated south. It's a response to leafleting campaigns by South Korean activists. Richard Cantu, ABC News.
I'm James Kelly with WLAK News. Your news in depth. Find it in the news section on the WLAK website at lakeair.radio.
The Todd Allbush Show.
Luke, General Kelly is someone who lost a son in battle. And at the grave of his son, the then sitting president of the United States, Donald Trump, said, "I just don't get it. What was in it for them?"
To him, it's always been, how can I get my name out there? He's never going to be fulfilled. He's never served something larger than himself. And I think on days like Memorial Day, it's extremely telling.
The Todd Allbush Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
I love my kids so much. I once sat for 3 hours in the cold rain to watch her soccer team lose by 18 goals.
I love my kids so much. I once used a tube to suck snot out of her stuffed nose at 3 a.m.
You win.
Love your kids? Love them enough to make sure they're in the right car seat. From toddlers to tweens, visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat to find the right seat for their age and size. Keep them safe. Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. State education officials are threatening to suspend funding to Wisconsin's biggest school district. Milwaukee officials were supposed to turn over important financial reports 8 months ago. The Department of Public Instruction says Milwaukee school officials have to submit an action plan to avoid having funds cut off. The Madison judge presiding over the latest Act 10 court case appears to have signed a recall petition against then-Governor Scott Walker. Governor Evers says Jacob Frost should not recuse himself.
Oh, I don't think so. Recusal is kind of a death knell of judiciary. Let's just let it play out.
Judge Frost could rule to restore union rights that many Wisconsin public workers lost in 2011. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
Another dramatic Brewers win. I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Bottom of the eighth, all tied up 4-4. Full count, Gary Sanchez at the plate. The Cubs' Tyson Miller on the mound. Brian Anderson, Bally Sports Wisconsin with the call.
Full count to every batter this inning. Sanchez, high fly ball, center field. Talkman is back. Talkman's at the wall.
Four 422-foot drive to center field, and the Brewers went on to win 6-4 over the Cubs, taking the series 3-1. Manager Pat Murphy on the season Sanchez has had so far.
He gives you a great at-bat. Like, the guy, yeah, he's going to have some strikeouts, but the guy's dangerous, and everybody in the league knows it.
The Brewers' homestand continues tomorrow night with a 3-series over the weekend against the Chicago White Sox. From American Family Field in Milwaukee, with sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Mostly cloudy skies here in the overnight and some showers and storms the closer we get to sunrise. Upper 50s by that point, a light southeast wind. For your Friday, showers and thunderstorms looking likely. Mostly cloudy skies. Highs reaching the lower 70s. Right now, it's 61.
Crude and Dom.
Guilty, 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 guilty. Tune in Devil's Advocates.
The Devil's Advocates. Weekdays 4 till 6.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK, Amory's home for Up North News Radio.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Welcome to the third hour of our program. So something weird is going on in Florida, and I'm guessing that it's going to be popping up in other states all around the nation quickly. The Florida Department of Education came up with a program where they offered a $700 stipend to Florida teachers for showing up to a 3-day training seminar. It's happening all across the state. This was in 2022, 2 years ago. And there would be a $3,000 bonus if they showed up and then completed some additional tasks, which had to do with basically teaching the material that they were learning in their classrooms. Turns out that what those classes, what those programs were, and then they repeated it again last year in 2023, and upped the ante. They put more money into it, and I'll get to where they're, what they're doing this year. This was a program, a multi-million dollar program that Governor Ron DeSantis put into place called Civics Literacy Excellence Initiative. And it includes things like, for example, conditions for independence, misperception. The founders desired strict separation of church and state, and the founders only wanted it to protect freedom of worship. This is, they're calling this a misperception. And then they say self-government requires people committed to civic and moral virtue. Religion is the inculcator for virtue. Christian principles of covenant with God are reflected in John Locke's social compact theory. And, you know, it goes on from there. Basically, what it is indoctrination in Christian nationalism, and the idea that this country was founded by Christians for Christians, and it's all based on Christianity. That it's the bedrock of our country, which is a myth. It's not true. Thomas Jefferson wasn't a Christian. Ben Franklin wasn't a Christian. Thomas Paine wasn't a Christian. George Washington wasn't a Christian. They also downplay slavery. They overhype the whole, you know, Christian thing, and they promote the originalism and textualism, the idea that, you know, everything that the Supreme Court does should be based on what they think the founders would have done and how life was lived back in the 1700s. Here's another one. This is another one of the slides from this indoctrination that these teachers are being paid to show up for. To be free, you need a republic. To have the republic, you need a constitution. To have a constitution, you need morality. To have morality, you need religion. And then they claim that this is from George Washington, and it's not. So that was, you know, 2023, the state awarded 11,000 teachers more than $33 million for completing these training sessions. And 24 for this year, they are spending $45 million. To continue this indoctrination program of teachers in Florida. This is evil stuff. This is religious freaks, religious fanatics, trying to indoctrinate our children in their particular religion. And I guarantee you, these people, you know, if you said, oh, well, yeah, let's teach religion in the schools, let's talk about Thor and Loki, you know, the Norwegian gods, or, you know, let's talk about Hinduism. You know, should you know who is better, Krishna or Rama, or let's teach the basis of Judaism. You know, anything other than Christianity, they would be freaking out. And the state of Florida is using state taxpayer money, taxes paid by atheists, by Jews, by Hindus, by Muslims, to promote Christianity in the public schools in Florida. This is absolutely what the founders were opposed to. Probably the most Christian among the founders, I mean, the most outspoken Christian among the founders, and the one that, you know, gets often quoted is Patrick Henry. Patrick Henry was really not among the founders. He showed up for the Constitutional ratifying convention for Virginia, but that was it. But Patrick Henry, you know, had all these wonderful sayings about what a great Christian he was and how important Christianity was. He was a Christian. He wanted Christian nationalism. He was also the largest slave owner in the state of Virginia. He was the guy who wanted the Second Amendment passed so that they could have, so that the slave patrols could remain armed separate from any interference by the federal government. But if you look at James Madison, the father of the Constitution, the guy who essentially helped write the Constitution, the guy who kept the notes on the thing and ran the meeting for that whole summer and fall in 1787 in Philadelphia, James Madison became president in 1809. And the first thing, his first veto, his first, arguably his first official act of office, was to veto a piece of legislation that Congress passed to give money to a church in Washington, D.C. to run a poorhouse. And he said the government should never give money to churches. That kind of subsidy, this establishes a precedent which is wrong. It was in correspondence between Madison and Jefferson that the phrase, you know, wall of separation between church and state came up. And they were both in favor of it. But here we have down in Florida, you know, I should probably write about this too. In addition to the Trump cult versus the Trump movement, you know, this whole thing that, you know, the founders did not want this. This is completely ahistoric. Outside of Patrick Henry, who wasn't one of the founders. He was just a big mouth back in the day. So anyway, and Florida also, they just published their new guidelines for teaching civics. They are staying with their commitment to slaves develop skills which could be applied to their personal benefit. Yes, slavery was a good thing, don't you know? It's now officially part of the curriculum in Florida. And even after all the blowback last year, they said this year, yeah, we're going to continue doing it. Oh, and the Tulsa Race Massacre, that was violence by African Americans, according to the state of Florida. It's incredible. It's just incredible. So what's on your mind? Let's pick up your calls here. Eli in Vista, California. Hey, Eli, what's up?
Oh, hey, man. Nice to finally meet you. Yeah, I had a question for you about Biden, actually. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah, so you're a fellow Democratic Socialist and a fellow vegan, or I guess it sounds like you're vegan from some of the things you said before.
More or less.
I just wanted to ask you, I mean, like, as far as the Democratic Socialist thing, I'm going to kind of, you know, challenge you're the Democratic part, because I feel like the Democratic Party isn't really, you know, in favor of democracy anymore. I feel like they're just like, you know, support Biden no matter what, even if he bombs a bunch of babies and whatever. And
nobody's saying that.
Any progressive policy.
Nobody is saying support Biden no matter what. That would be stupid.
What's that?
I said nobody's saying support Biden no matter what. That would be stupid. Who are you going to vote for?
I get the sense sometimes that,
Eli, who are you going to vote for?
Well, I'm going to vote third party, but
you're going to vote for Trump.
Well, I get your perspective on that, but I just think Cornel West is a guy who has been consistent, you know, his whole life about the same thing.
Do you
thing.
Think he has? I know Cornel West. He's a good guy. Do you think he has any chance at all of becoming president?
No, but I
then
mean,
why are you going to give him your vote?
Of history. But I mean, what about the civil rights leaders of history that, you know, voted their conscience?
They weren't running for president.
What was right, regardless of. But
Martin
but
Luther
mean,
King never said, "Give me your vote and don't vote for Lyndon Johnson."
Yeah, yeah. But I mean, what about
Cornel
like,
West is betraying
like,
his own cause by running for president right now, in my opinion.
What do you think about how he says about the anti-fascist coalition, how the Democrats aren't fomenting an anti-fascist coalition and all that, you know?
I think the Democratic Party has a pretty strong anti-fascist coalition, and there are a lot of people in the Democratic Party who are openly opposed to fascism, including President Biden, who's now calling Trump out on his fascist rhetoric. Eli, you're making a big mistake. Thanks a lot for the call. 15 minutes past the hour. We'll be right back. Stay tuned. It's the Tom Hartman Program, your media support group for We the People.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
I'll be right back with more of your calls in just a moment. Stay with us.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-421-9901. 800-421-9901. 800-421-9901. That's 800-421-9901.
What's one of your favorite memories?
Let's see. Well, there was this one time I went snorkeling in the Caribbean when I was a kid. It really just blew my mind. I mean, when you're sitting on the beach, it's so peaceful, and you sort of forget there's a whole other world under there, just full of all kinds of life. We saw the most beautiful corals. I remember thinking they were waving at us as they moved with the ocean. And then there were all these amazing fish. They kind of reminded me of tropical birds. They were so bright and colorful, just darting all over the place like birds in the sky. I'll never forget it. It completely changed the way I look at the ocean.
Most of us have a memory of being in nature we'll never forget. Let's protect the world's natural places so more memories can be made for generations to come. Visit worldwildlife.org.
In the foreword to Tom Hartman's book, The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight, The Fate of the World and What We Can Do Before It's Too Late, renowned author Joseph Chilton Pierce writes,
"To discover brilliant, innovative, creative, and original thinking is one of life's rare privileges. To discover that such a thinker has focused on the most critical of all issues facing our species is encouraging. Because The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight is a seminal work offering a viewpoint original yet ancient, I see our situation today in a new light. And because of the scope and depth of this work, I find it inspiring as well as disturbing. I rather exhausted superlative in praise of Tom Hartman's book, The Prophet's Way, which I rightly called the most important book I've ever read. But now I find the sequel calling for equal praise, since the issue here addresses the whole of our species, and indeed all species.
The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight, The Fate of the World and What We Can Do Before It's Too Late by Tom Hartman, in bookstores everywhere. It is one of the most powerful books you'll ever read, full of the wisdom of ancient cultures and the directed hope of modern thinkers. The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight, The Fate of the World and What We Can Do Before It's Too Late by Tom Hartmann. Discover how we're made of sunlight and what this has to do with the impact of fossil fuels on civilization. Read about the coming new ice age and what must be done soon. Understand how ancient cultures valued community and cooperation and what we can learn from them. Get in touch with the secret of enough, the meaning of wealth, and the wealth of security. The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight helps us understand and heal our relationship to the world, to each other, and to our natural resources. We have much to learn and even more to remember. Here is your guide, The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight, The Fate of the World and What We Can Do Before It's Too Late by Tom Hartmann, in bookstores everywhere.
Change starts with you. You can be calling your Democratic or Republican representatives to let them know what you think by calling 202-224-3121. It's the Capitol switchboard. It'll get you right through to them. Fresh dog food is everywhere right now, but is it the real deal or is it all hype? Well, for me, there's a few issues with it. Number one, it ships frozen, so you have to wait for it to thaw. Number two, you have to store it in the fridge, and once it's defrosted, it can expire pretty quick. Number three, it's cooked, which will actually destroy a lot of the nutrients your dog needs. Number four, it's messy. You're a busy dog parent. You need a dog food that's great for your pup and easy for you to use. That's why I love feeding my dogs Blue and Chewy Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend. It's ready the moment it's mealtime. It's shelf-stable and dry to the touch, so you don't need to squeeze it from a wet pouch. Plus, unlike most fresh dog food that's cooked at high heat, Nature's Blend is freeze-dried raw, meaning it has an optimum amount of nutrients that your dog needs for their health and happiness, and a flavor and texture they'll find irresistible. Save up to 54% off on Nature's Blend, and get a free bag of Tilly's Treasures, their best-selling beef liver dog treats, by going to drmartypets.com/Tom. drmartypets.com/THOM, or text Tom to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply. 21 minutes past the hour, and what do the people of the world think is the best solution to the world's problems right now? This is a fascinating 53 countries representing 75% of the world's population. 62,000 respondents were surveyed for the Democracy Perception Index. It was just released. The report was just released on May 8th, a couple of weeks ago. And what it shows is that 68% of people worldwide believe that economic inequality is the single biggest threat to democracy. There's also the topic of threat to democracy, growing mistrust of global corporations. That's 60% of people. Growing distrust of big tech, 49%. Economic inequality, 68%. Corruption, 67%. The biggest decline in people's perception of a country as being democratic, small d democratic, is the United States. All around the world, people are disappointed with the United States. Because, of course, our Supreme Court, or five Republicans on our Supreme Court, ruled that corporate bribery, political bribery, is legal now in the United States. And so, you know, our democracy is suffering terribly. They note, a majority of people want their governments to focus on poverty reduction, fighting corruption, promoting economic growth, improving health care and education, and reducing income inequality. Yes, there you go. We got a big job ahead of us, a lot of work to do. So what's on your mind? Tom in Marionette, Wisconsin. Hey, Tom, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom, thank you for taking my call. Appreciate it.
Sure.
Love your show.
Thank you.
My question is, why can't our Democratic leaders, our congressmen, our senators get together in a language to amend the constitutional qualifications to hold office of president to exclude people convicted of a felony? It doesn't seem like that would be a too big a want to do.
It would. It would require two-thirds of the House, two-thirds of the Senate, and three-quarters of the states.
Do you think that's a task that's too big?
Yeah, there have been over 28,000 amendments to the Constitution proposed since the founding of our republic, and only 27 of them made law. So, yeah, I just don't think it's going to happen. You know, the bottom line is, and the founders were, I think, fairly smart in this. They basically said, let's trust the people.
You know, the place where they blew it was with the Electoral College. I mean, Al Gore won the 2000 election by 500,000 votes. Hillary Clinton won the 2020 election or 2016 election by 3 million votes. They should have both become president. The founders were not all that trusting of democracy, tragically, and now it's coming to bite us in the butt because the Republicans have figured out how to game the Electoral College. But, you know, outside of that, I think, you know, trusting the voters is a pretty good thing. But, yeah, constitutional amendments are a big lift. They're really hard to do. Tom, thank you. I appreciate your, you know, and honor your you know, desire for upright people in the presidency. I'm with you on that. Tom, thank you for the call. Kathy in Madison, Wisconsin. Hey, Kathy, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom. Thanks for the call. I just want to say my blood's kind of boiling from that caller characterizing Democrats, they're not anti-fascist. I want to say, in the labor movement, you will not find any stronger anti-fascists than them. I worked for the West Coast Longshoremen's Union. They were blocking steel shipments from Japan back in the day, back in the 30s, when they were doing their thing to China and all that kind of stuff.
Yep.
It was a huge thing. They blocked shipments, coffee shipments from El Salvador when all those things were going on down there. We have to turn to the labor movement for help. The Democratic Party relies on us to, you know, get out the vote for funds we can give them, donations from our members, all that kind of stuff. But when it comes to political campaigning, they need on-the-ground organizers like the type that go out there and put their lives, their jobs, and their bodies on the line every day. I was one of them, proud to say. They are the gutsiest people in the world. These are people in the IWU. They stopped a trainload of scabs coming in to take people's jobs on a railroad track.
Wow.
They faced down a train, and they got sued for millions of dollars. I mean, this is the type of commitment that I'm talking out of the labor movement. So I would like to prevail upon the Democratic Party to put more people on the ground. It's not just getting out the vote. It's organizing people. The old grayheads, like myself and a lot of others, we sit around and we lament what has happened to the vote of the working class turning toward the monster Trump. Honest to God, Tom, it's like I sit around and I say, my people, what happened to my people?
Damn.
We didn't have to give them up. We've overcome racial division before. We can do it again, and we all know that's what's behind the Trump movement.
Yeah, yeah, it absolutely is. You're absolutely right. I love your analysis, Kathy. Spot on. Thank you so much for the call, and for your advocacy for labor and the Democratic Party in the United States. We'll be back with more of your calls in just a moment. It's 27 minutes past the hour. Stay tuned. It's the Tom Hartman Program. Speaking the truth to the multinational corporations, would really rather you didn't know. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
Helping you win the water cooler wars. Your call's up next.
So many dogs suffer from weight issues, skin problems, messy poops, and low energy. It could be the popular dog food you put in their bowl each day.
Cody was sleeping a lot, wasn't playing.
She was very lethargic and not moving around.
Dry kibble just wasn't cutting it.
That's why, after more than 45 years of experience of helping dogs make complete health turnarounds, veterinarian Dr. Marty created Nature's Blend. It's a freeze-dried raw dog food made with wholesome ingredients like premium meats, seeds, vegetables, and fruit. And once dog parents switch their pups to Nature's Blend, the results can be astounding.
She's got her energy back. She's running around like she did like 5 years ago.
Miraculously, she's just feeling all around better. She's like a new dog. Thank you, Dr. Marty.
Get your dog started today and save up to 54% off Nature's Blend. Plus, receive a free pack of our best-selling beef liver dog treats. Go to drmartypets.com/Tom. Text Tom to 511-511. Text THOM to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply.
Have you ever met a single person in your life that enjoys paying taxes? No, no one does. If you can't sleep at night because you have a huge problem with the IRS, I've got some free advice for you. This service is strictly limited to individuals that owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes. And if you qualify, we can guarantee that you won't be writing a big fat check to the IRS, or our services cost you nothing. The first 100 people that call today will get a free tax consultation worth $500. Stop worrying about your IRS problem. We can help you, we promise. Call the tax doctor right now. I mean right now to learn more.
800-554-0206. 800-554-0206. 800-554-0206. That's 800-554-0206.
The American middle class is on its deathbed. Ordinary folks who put in a solid day's work can no longer afford to buy a house, send their kids to college, or even get sick. If you're not a CEO, you're probably screwed. In his latest book, Screwed, The Undeclared War Against the Middle Class and What We Can Do About It by Tom Hartman, Air America host Tom Hartman shows how the middle class, a product of democracy that was so carefully put together by our country's founding fathers, has been systematically dismantled over the past quarter century and, under the guise of freeing the market, replaced by an anti-democratic system designed to line the pockets of the super rich and corporations. Hartman shows that it's not too late to return to the America our founders envisioned. Democracy requires a fair playing field. It will survive only if we the people stand up, speak out, and reclaim our democracy. To find out more about Tom's book tour, or to get an audio sneak peek of Screwed, The Undeclared War Against the Middle Class and What We Can Do About It, visit TomHartman.com. Get Screwed by Tom Hartman. Available in all fine bookstores now.
Hey, Tom Hartman here. In my new book, Threshold, The Crisis of Western Culture, I'm looking at the deteriorating state of our planet, where the dynamics of environmental, economic, and population change are boiling over the limits within which society can function. I'll be busting the myths and ideologies of religious fundamentalism, capitalism run amok, male domination and hierarchy, and militarism that are draining our world of its natural and human resources and engendering the suffering of millions for the benefit of a few. Threshold examines cultures that have thrived from the mother city of Corral, Peru to modern Denmark, and targets five areas of policy, national, religious, economic, corporate, and environmental, for specific and immediate reform. Radical in scope and boldness, but simple in its common sense logic, my book Threshold illustrates the mistakes we have made as a culture, as a country, and as individuals, and provides the inspiration and motivation that you're looking for to build a better, more sustainable world for all. It's available in fine bookstores everywhere. Threshold.
Hi, I'm E.J. Williams for American Humane. For thousands of years, dogs have been our best friends in our worst times. Today, we're also learning that our best friends, millions of whom are abandoned each year, are often the best medicine when people are facing obstacles. To help both people and animals, organizations like American Humane have been working to harness the healing power of the human-animal bond, finding animals in need of forever homes and training them as life-saving service and therapy dogs to help our veterans, the elderly, and children overcome the daily obstacles of life. In this way, the rescued can become the rescuers. To find out how you can help give animals and the people they help a new leash on life, please visit AmericanHumane.org.
Hi friends, Tom Hartman here to remind you that it's your support of our show that keeps us on the air. Without you, there wouldn't be a Tom Hartman program. And now more than ever, it's crucial for you to show your progressive support. And one of the best ways to show your support is to sign up for Tomcast. That's our podcast. It's at TomHartman.com. Never miss another heated debate on healthcare, global climate change, or our economy. Never miss another one again. Plus, labor news, full Monty alerts, conservative alerts, and my personal favorite segment, Geeky Science, each and every week. But wait, there's more! As an added bonus with your Tomcast podcast subscription, you'll also get my Best of the Rest of the News, a daily 3-minute dose of what's going on in the world today that you can't afford to miss. So what are you waiting for? Get over to TomHartman.com today and sign up for your Tomcast now. Do it for yourself, or you can do it for a friend. Go to TomHartman.com to see just how easy it is. And thank you so much for all of your support.
from international trade policy to immigration policy to housing. We've got all kinds of topics. The wars between Republicans and Democrats, the Republican efforts to induce fascism in the United States. A great selection of opinions will be found over at HartmanReport.com. I love summer vacations, but not scratchy hot hotel sheets. So I totally get it that some people take their buttery soft cozy earth bedding with them to elevate their summer getaways to the highest level of comfort. And you can have soothing, blissful sleep at home or away by visiting CozyEarth.com right now. Use my exclusive code TOM, T-H-O-M, to save 35% at checkout. Cozy Earth sheets are made with viscose from bamboo, famous for its temperature-regulating qualities. They don't trap uncomfortable heat like lesser-grade hotel bedding. Seriously, Cozy Earth's cool, decadent softness surpasses even the finest resort sheets. So tuck your Cozy Earth sheets into one of their adorable totes and go globetrotting. Excuse me. Got a long flight coming up? Temperature-regulating Cozy Earth bamboo joggers and a pullover crew will keep you comfy and stylish at 30,000 feet. So whether you're summering somewhere exotic or at home, Cozy Earth can turn every waking and sleeping moment into pure, luxurious bliss. Just use my code TOM, T-H-O-M, at Cozy Earth right now for an exclusive 35% off. That's code TOM for 35% off at CozyEarth.com. Bon voyage. Welcome back. 35 minutes past the hour. James in Clear Lake Oaks, California. Hey, James, what's up?
Hi, Tom. Good morning.
Morning.
I have a story about joining the local Democratic Party.
Okay.
When I moved here like 30 years ago, I was looking for something to use my time for. And I went to a couple meetings, and there was a bunch of old white people having lunch. So I didn't join. And then I went to a meeting a couple years later out of curiosity, and there weren't hardly any old people. And there were a lot more women, and the women were talking, and it was pretty exciting. The next meeting I went to, the treasurer had resigned, and they wanted another treasurer, and nobody raised their hand. About the third or fourth round of asking, I raised my hand.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't know what I was getting into. It turned out to be a real project because of the McCain-Feingold came into effect.
Yeah.
And this was the first year of it. So that immediately put me on the executive committee.
Oh, that's great.
Dynamic people in the executive committee and actually in the whole committee. I couldn't believe it was only like two or maybe three of the old people left.
Mm-hmm.
So,
well, that's great. So joining the Democratic Party for you was a lot of fun and a great social experience, and you're helping to make the world a better place.
It was even more fun than being in a Peace and Freedom Party in the late 60s.
There you go.
Which was really great.
Yeah,
okay, so
it was.
In the executive committee, we analyzed what our problems were. And we realized that the problems were the Board of Supervisors was all Republican.
Mm-hmm.
So we thought what we needed to do is register voters.
Mm-hmm.
In 2 years, probably, maybe three, we flipped this county from voter registration red to blue.
Wow.
And now we only have one Republican on the Board of Supervisors.
That's great. I'm not
sure he's Republican. So it was just recently we finally got rid of the worst one.
Yeah.
So you can do stuff if you want to put in the time. And the work that I did, the Treasury work, was really difficult. I had to study like I was in college.
Mm-hmm.
So it can be done, and it can be fun. We had a great time. I registered a lot of people, not nearly as many as I did in the Peace and Freedom Party on Sunset Boulevard during a riot, but it was fun.
That's great. Well, James, thanks so much for calling and sharing that story. I truly appreciate it.
All right. Tell your listeners.
Yeah.
I think
you just did. James, thank you very much. Good talking to you. Misha in Bellevue, Washington. Hey, Misha, what's on your mind today?
Hi, Tom. I wanted to ask about Kamala Harris.
Kamala.
We don't hear much about her. It seems like she's being sidetracked. And I know that many people are concerned with, you know, something unfortunately should happen to President Biden. I mean, he is getting old. She would be the president, and we don't know much about her. Why don't we hear more about her? Why isn't the Democratic, why isn't Biden giving her some visibility?
So he is. It's just that the media doesn't pick it up. She's been giving speeches all over the country. She gave a speech with Biden day before yesterday, I think. She has been out there. It's just that, you know, she doesn't say stupid things. She doesn't say outrageous things. She's not a flaming racist or idiot. And so the media has no interest in covering her. But yeah, the Democrats have been pushing her really hard. And get ready. You're going to hear all about her this fall because the Republicans are not going to run against Joe Biden. They're going to run against Kamala Harris. They want to run against a black woman. And their whole message is going to be, Joe's old, he's going to die in office, and you're going to have her as president. Do you really want that? And, you know, frankly, in my opinion, yeah, I'd love to have her as president. I think she'd make a hell of a good president. If you're not hearing enough about her, Misha, you need to be contacting your local media and saying, why are you not covering Kamala Harris? Because she's been on the campaign trail every day or at least every other day for the last 2 months that I know of. She's out there.
Okay, got it.
Okay, thanks a lot, Misha. Good talking to you. Rudy in Atlanta. Hey, Rudy, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom, you know, I've been following you over 20 years now. I mean, and I can hear it in your voice a little bit because I know when people say certain things and, it appears to be redundant sometimes when you're saying it and I hear it in, you know, the classroom effect, you know. Mm-hmm. But anyway, I was listening to one of your callers, Jessica. And I'm kind of in that room with her. When you start looking at all the angles in which we're being attacked, this country's being attacked, especially the media, man, it's awful. It's just awful because I hear other callers saying that, like Kamala Harris and all these people that we wish that we see more of, because really, all the things that's been going on, It shouldn't be a problem. Yeah. Joe Biden win the election, but the media is, they're just not covering these people.
Yeah.
So, I have a question. Do you believe that we're still in the midst of a moving coup?
Yeah. Yeah, I think the Republican Party is still committed to ending democracy in the United States now.
Even the Supreme Court.
Yep.
You can throw that in there too, right?
Oh yeah.
So I mean, because Tom. I talk to veterans sometimes, and I'm a veteran myself. And, you know, when you're sworn to protect from foreign and domestic, you know, a lot of veterans take that to heart.
Yeah.
Because we were in the military, and for someone that went in the military, you can't fathom how I would feel or how a veteran feels when they know that there are things going on within the country that's just not right. And people shouldn't be behaving the way the justices, the senators. And for these people to do what they're actually trying to do, to throw this thing into just a hot mess,
mm-hmm.
to have senators behaving the way that they are, Congress people just going the opposite direction. So they must know something that I don't know, because I'm feeling some kind of way when I see these people.
Yeah. What they know, Rudy, you know, is that the Supreme Court legalized political bribery. And if they sing to the tune of the fossil fuel industry will grease their palms. If they do the bidding of the pharma industry will buy them vacations and give them gifts. If they do what the big banks want, the big banks will take good care of them. And when they retire, they'll have a good job.
I get that. But see, all of the, what I'm talking about is something that's a present danger. And it's almost like these people know that they're going to throw this thing into complete chaos. And they don't care nothing about bullets flying when it's almost like, hey, we're going to throw this stink bomb in the room with all these people, and, you know, we're going to go hide in our little bunkers, because they know this thing is going to go into complete chaos when you start trying to stop people.
I think they want that, Rudy. They want to burn it down and start over with an oligarchy.
That's where I'm at with Jessica, because, Tom, we're up against a tsunami of BS.
Yeah. Well-funded
and
BS.
And that's the scary part, Tom.
Yeah.
Because, I talk to veterans and, you know, people that really follow politics, such as myself. You know, I'm looking at this like, wow, you know, this coup is still going on. And, you know, what do we do?
Yeah. Yeah.
That's where I'm at with Miss Jessica, because it doesn't add up to me, Tom. It's too many people acting like fools.
Yeah. Well, they're acting like fools on the surface. Underneath, what they're doing is they're on the take. And that's the big problem in America right now, is we've got too many people on the take. Rudy, thank you for the call. Spot on. It's 45 minutes past the hour. I'll be back with more of your calls in just a moment. It's the Tom Hartman Program. Talk media for the sane among us. We'll be right back with your calls.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
Defending America from the weapons of mass deception. I'll be right back with you.
Right now, you can switch from cable television to satellite television for free. That's right, we're offering free equipment, free installation, plus get a free $100 prepaid Visa card. Call the satellite TV hotline right now. Make the switch from cable to satellite television and expand your viewing horizon. On top of free installation, for a limited time, we're offering a fixed price guarantee. With satellite TV, you'll save money over your expensive cable bill. Plus, get access to hundreds of channels. And when you call right now, you can also ask about our seniors and military discounts. So make the switch to satellite TV right now. Everybody gets free installation, free equipment, plus a $100 prepaid Visa card. Call right now and you can switch to satellite TV and be watching everything you wanted to within the next week. And remember, installation's free, so call right now. 800-942-1298. 800-942-1298. 800-942-1298. That's 800-942-1298.
No word in the English language is less convincing than probably.
Are you sure we should get matching tattoos on our first date?
Sure. We'll probably stay together.
Probably? It's been 23 minutes since I ate. I can probably swim.
You should wait 30 minutes.
Okay, now tell me what to do. Cannonball! Cramp! Oh, I have a cramp. I can probably hit the green from here. Probably. Can I get a mulligan?
Ready to go?
Hey, are you sure you're okay to drive?
Yeah, I'm pretty sober. Yeah, I'm probably okay.
Probably okay isn't okay, especially when it comes to drinking and driving. If you're drinking, call a cab, a car, or a friend. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Attention floor buyers. The 6th annual fall flooring yard sale is going on now at Lumber Liquidators. Get high quality flooring at low yard sale prices, like Woodlook waterproof floors from just 39 cents. All Dream Home X2O water resistant laminate is on sale. Prefinished hardwood is starting at $149. Get more deals in store while supplies last. Plus, special project financing and professional installation with Install Plus. Hurry, visit LumberLiquidators.com to find the Lumber Liquidators store near you today.
I'm Jay Farner from Quicken Loans. Choosing the right mortgage lender involves much more than just a rate. Quicken Loans has earned 11 J.D. Power Awards for client satisfaction. And we invented Rocket Mortgage, a simpler, hassle-free way to get a mortgage completely online. No one else has anything like it. So choose Quicken Loans, America's number one online lender. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Equal housing lender, NMLS number 3030.
There's a software solution to every business need.
and Capterra.com can help you find yours. Whether you're a startup looking to keep better track of customers, a nonprofit hoping to have a record fundraising year, or a business that simply needs better payroll software, Capterra's got you covered. Capterra has over 400 categories of business software for you to choose from. Anything from email marketing to scheduling to accounting and beyond. Capterra makes it easy to find what you're looking for, with thousands of ratings and reviews from actual software users just like you. Best of all, using Capterra is absolutely free. Capterra connects you with the business software that will help you do what you do better. Visit Capterra.com today and join the millions of people who use Capterra. That's Capterra, C-A-P-T-E-R-R-A.com. Capterra.com.
Help support Progressive Radio. If you're listening to us on a commercial station, call their advertisers and let them know you're listening. If you're listening to us on Pacifica, one of our many nonprofit stations, please support them when they do their fundraising drives. Thanks for supporting Progressive Talk Radio and tag you're it. Fresh dog food is everywhere right now, but is it the real deal or is it just all hype? Well, for me, there's a few issues with it. Number one, it ships frozen, so you have to wait for it to thaw. Number two, you have to store it in the fridge, and once it's defrosted, it can expire quickly. Number three, it's cooked, which can destroy a lot of the nutrients your dog needs. And number four, it's messy. You're a busy dog parent. You need a dog food that's great for your pup and easy for you to use. That's why I love feeding my dogs Blue and Chewy Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend. It's ready the moment it's mealtime. It's shelf-stable, dry to the touch, so you don't need to squeeze it from a wet pouch or keep it in the fridge. Plus, unlike most fresh dog food that's cooked with high heat, Nature's Blend is freeze-dried raw, meaning it has an optimum amount of nutrients that your dog needs for their health and happiness, and a flavor and texture they'll find irresistible. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend, plus get a free bag of Tilly's Treasures, their best-selling beef liver dog treats. Just go to drmartypets.com/Tom, drmartypets.com/THOM, or text Tom to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply. And welcome back. Picking up your calls here, Ardeen in Colorado Springs, Colorado. Hey, Ardeen, what's on your mind today?
Hi. Great show today, actually. I wanted to ask you, the people that are backing Trump, the politicians and the House of Representatives, all those people, can't they look around and see he has no loyalty to anybody but himself? He will dump them as fast as he can get rid of them. Yeah. Seriously. What he did to Michael Cohen, what he did to Rudy Giuliani, what he did to a lot of people in the past, he could care less about people. And those people think that they are making points with Donald Trump. He can't make points with him. It's ridiculous to even think that.
It's true. But they are just as amoral or immoral as he is. They are just as much con men as he is. And that's what it takes to be a Republican politician these days. You've got to be a good liar. You've got to be able to look into the camera with a smile on your face and tell lies to people.
I wish we would get smarter in voting for the people that represented us.
Yeah, I'm with you.
I mean, as an example, I live in the state of Colorado, so that tells you how I feel about, I mean, what we have for House of, you know, representatives. It's like, come on here.
Yeah, but you got Lauren Boebert.
Yeah, I know, really. Oh my God. But it's like the stupidity amazes me on these people. They are not, that's what's aggravating too with the abortion thing. It's like, I could care less what a politician with no brain cells thinks about my reproductive choices. They have no sense at all in any of that. They don't know what they're talking about.
Right. Until they want to come for you. Yeah.
Until they want to come for you.
Yeah, I get it. Ardeen, thank you. I've got to move along, but thank you for the call. Well said. Thank you. Russ in Fort Myers, Florida. Hey, Russ, what's up?
Hello. How you doing?
Good.
I don't know if you all have talked about this before, but are you familiar with Vote Forward?
I'm not. I'm familiar with the concept, but not the organization.
Yeah, well, this is really an organization that I've been a member of for a while, and I think it's fantastic. Everyone's looking to do something. Canvassing door-to-door in Florida at 110 is probably not the most effective way to do it. Mm-hmm. So I have joined this, and all you got to do is type in Vote Forward, and they will supply you. They have picked 15 states that they think can go, you know, blue or red. Mm-hmm. They picked the 15 purples, not even to include Florida, I might add, but mm-hmm. that's fine. And so what they do is they give out addresses, names and addresses of people who have been registered Democrats in the past, but maybe haven't voted recently. Mm-hmm. So the idea is to send them a handwritten letter. And what they do is you don't talk about politicians. You don't talk about politics. And if I can, I'll read you what I write. It's a short sure. little thing. And it says, it starts out, and I get this form letter that's all typed out. Mm-hmm. And it says, "Dear," and then I put in, Ricardo. And then the letter they send me says, "Soon you'll have the chance to vote in important elections that are coming up in November 2024. Are you ready to vote?" And then it says, "I vote because." And then you can write anything you want.
Right.
And what I write is, "I vote because I want to live in a democracy. And a democracy is not a spectator sport. Each of us must..." Little homage to you, buddy.
Yeah.
"Each of us must, at a minimum, get out and vote for the candidates who best represent your moral and social values.
Yeah.
Our very way of life seems to hang in the balance. So be part of the solution, not the problem."
There you go.
"Please, vote as if your future depends on it."
Great. Paul, thank you for that. Or excuse me, Russ, thank you for that. I'll vote forward. Good one. Thank you
vote
so
forward.
Much.
Vote forward. I tell you, it's a great way to feel like you're doing something.
I got it. Thank you. Paul in Columbus, Ohio. Hey, Paul, what's on your mind today? You got the last minute here.
I have a quick question for you. Mm-hmm. Do you think the indication that there were so many people flying last weekend, I mean, it was almost, or if it wasn't a record, it was like...
It was a record. Close. Yeah.
Well, I would say that would be an indication that the economy's not too bad, because that's still not cheap to fly.
You're right. You're absolutely right.
And, my wife does the similar thing that the guy was just describing, writing postcards. She's writing them to Ohio for Sherrod Brown this
that's great.
Time around. But
that's great.
There's about 300 postcards at an election.
God bless her.
So
that's wonderful. Well, Paul, thank you. Thank you for sharing that. And we're out of time, but thank you so much. And thanks for being with us today. We'll be back tomorrow, same time, same channel. In the meantime, don't forget, democracy is not a spectator sport. It requires all of, as Paul says, or as Russ says, I guess it is. It requires all of us. And thanks. And so get out there, get active, tag your it. Yeah, and thank you for watching the program and participating. We'll see you tomorrow. Be sure to... be sure to be good to yourself and the people around you. I'll catch up with you.
You've been listening to Tom Hartman. For audio and video archives, visit tomhartman.com.
Do you have a car sitting around you want to get rid of? Then here's a great idea. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Yes, one fast call to the Veteran Car Donation Program and we'll come and remove your car for free. Fast, free towing, and 24-hour response. You can donate most cars, trucks, or SUVs in most conditions. The proceeds raised goes to help active military, veterans, and their families, and you get a tax deduction. All you need to do is make this free call. Get rid of that old car and help the vets. We make it easy. Make this free call now and book your fast and easy pickup. Call the Veteran Donation Program now. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Operators are standing by. Here's the number.
800-884-9018. 800-884-9018. 800-884-9018. That's 800-884-9018.
Hi, friends. Tom Hartman here to remind you that it's your support of our show that keeps...
You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK. Earl
Ingram.
On the next show, my good friend Sandy Williams will be here for our regular conversation. We will be joined by Dr. Lehrman to discuss the mental health crisis in the United States.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 till 10. Earl Ingram.
Susan from Kenosha. Good morning to you, Susan. You say what?
I've been marching since I was 17. I'm 74. And women need to get out. You need to vote because you don't want to go back to 1950 where you weren't allowed a credit card, where you weren't allowed to purchase a car or a home. These are things that are at stake.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local civic media radio station and on the app. Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK Amory and 107.5 FM W298 DK Amory and